This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Shitas Rama Boinish HaKaris. I want to add an akuda here, general, about the Ramban. I would say of the Rishonim, these Inyanim, the Ramban is the most accepted as the mainstream, so to speak, as the consensus. The Ramban was yonik from Kabbalah instead of philosophy, even though he was acquainted with philosophy, but his yonika was from different places. And basically, Ramban and his shitas and deis have become the center of all we... But it's important to understand who the Ramban's bar plukta are. In other words, The Ramban's Baliplukta are the Ben Ezra and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, or in this case in the Rambam in Yad also. It's yes, he argues on them, but they're the ones that he feels without answering their points and dealing with their points. That's the Aleph. The Aleph base is to look at the G'dolei Balapshat, whatever you want to call it, and you know, to ask, to answer the Kedaka Shal Torah. But, you know, people look at the sharp Lashonis, but the question is, which sharp Lashonis, who are you dealing with? In other words, who is the Bar Pluktis? They're not that there were plenty of Shu'alim Ketanim that there was no need. So, he and the Rambam, yes, he's a Bar Plukta Rambam, and today we tend to go with the Ramban, but that's the Bal Plukta. Samachal v'achish b'an and wisam v'divrei mzal tzrichem on a lochush lefarish divrei Rav Hagoyin v'moish b'maimin. So I've explained to you the way I understand. Now we need to deal with the Rambam Shita. I have to show why it's wrong. I have to answer him, but I have to deal with it. I can't disregard the Rambam. Kosev b'seif ha'mada. Shchar tzadikim u'shisku l'noyam ze u'porin shor shisku l'chayim elu al she'korsu v'yamusu. V'kol mishen ezech ha'chayim hu amei shen ha'chayil oylam ala nichras b'rishoy v'ovat kebehema. V'zehu ha'koros she'nema hi'koros t'koros ha'nefesh ahi v'pi ha'shmu l'madnu v'koros v'olam haza t'koros v'olam haba. Kloima she'oysa ha'nefesh she'pirshu min ha'guf v'olam haza in a zeicharim haba, alegamor lam haba nichrasa. So the Rambam says that the concept of chorus is no olam haba, no nothing, which is very different than what he said. Oy kasav zal, hanekama shenekama lamayel menu shetekoros nefshi shavayin haba. Vizeo ayvodin shekoros nevim dach moshul be'er shachas vivodin v'tofta v'aluka v'choloshin kliya v'ashchosa. So that's what the Rambam writes. So the Rambam sounds like chorus. So a person who did all the mitzvahs except eight chaylev is gone forever. Samach Beis. Bishiroya Devorim Eila. Malolo Libo Noikfoy. Shemanota das Rabza Loima Sheinan Jesul Nevshatas Lotasio Setzakta Ritzainim. So does the Rambam mean that in a Chayam there's no Einish? So at the end of the day, your choice is either Olam Haba or non existence. Non existence sounds like there's no Tsar to the Nefesh, there's no any punishment really. He's chas v'shalom. He says, "Ela diber Rabzal al soif heivadin v'keloyin achoret shenach of oynish v'kama v'akoros shabitla nefesh v'kolo bo shabitla zemul vad mashen isyasher tchila ba'onshe gerem isurin shaboy shoynish gadol v'vadin chama lefisha avda neim agadol shayseruy loy mitzad shibriya zocha shaloy chomi mak makovik malachim oyle ma'ila v'uschus atzadikim alosim shenzeich mak mashpirish Rabzal k'mashan asin l'vayah." So he says, he says this bittul comes at the end of a process of Yisurim and Einesh and a realization that you're not going to have Olam Haba. You know, it's similar to what Ramban says. Ve'afo pishal pirush ha'avzal kol tzorcha bitla zeh she'metoich din v'yisurin. Even though it's not so clear in his words, he doesn't make it so clear to Rambam. Yesh raya b'dvar lo v'lachsus. He has places where he could base it on. Sharei kosa b'perik echol b'perik ha'sefa niska kol ha'shoyim shem ha'seh merubin donoy son kefichat ha'sehem. V'yesh tam chelkom haba shekosat chelkom haba. ואלו שאין חלק הבא אל נחרוסן ואויבדם ונידוין כפי גודל ראשון התוסן לאוילום לא מלומים הצדיק הקורס הקורס התורה הרי שהיפש בין חי והקורס החומו ובין הנידוין. So he says there are those that are nidoin, and not just the people that get this creases are these extreme shoyim. ואם אין שם מוקם שאוין עשרו נפש מה המשל הזה שניר בי ראשי ורישוי ועושה שחלם הבא. So one second, the Rambam in his words is saying, take a look, even just at reading the words, the Rambam says, they get judged, they have a chelkom haba, so being judged means they're obviously going to suffer, and then they have a chelkom haba. Then you have the third group of people that are thoroughly rotten. They're nichras and so on. Then he says, "V'ayin kavana kosh brasha." So definitely, included in the Rambam is this idea that we said. Samach gimel. Avo yesh la rav zal b'mokam achet dvorim mishapshim adeis. There is another part, another angle of this that is wrong. V'ama ki oynesh hagodlu. V'yagbe ashek al emes yikoros v'yoved min amay lahu v'yishoya guf oived belvat v'kosav. So the Rambam says that someone who basically got fashlept into gashmius will remain at the level of a guf v'kosav ulam gehenim who kinel onesh v'yishoyim. So this is not Gehenna, but there's something else that people whose mitzias is Shaku and Gashmius will remain a darga of a guf. Gehenna, he says, we don't know what it is exactly. Some say that the sun will come close to the Rishayim and burn them. I don't feel them to mean correct. So the normal Gehenim is that. There is another Yom HaDin for the Umos HaOlam.
Um,
So the Ramban says, this Ramban makes a very clear point, that there are a few Yemei Din. And if you recap it, there are actually three Yemei Din for a person. One is Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, which is what should I get in this world based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbonos as being appropriate. That's what everything was spelled for in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There is a Yom HaDin when a person dies, where's the Shema should go, for how long, and so on. That's a personal Yom HaDin. And that's not what most of the Nevi'im speak about. And then there's Yom HaDin for the Umas HaOlam. And the Umas HaOlam, to everything, to decide what was good, what was right, it's from a different perspective. I want to explain this a little bit. Why do we need so many Yemei HaDin? In other words, what's the point of having so many? I mean, give the lawyers parnasa. What do you need to have so many Yom HaDin for? So the answer is, Yom HaDin means it gives us a perspective that we can view certain things. Let's give a mashal. In a supermarket, you have today when in the checkout count, everything's computerized. So at the end of the day, the owner or the manager will make a little bit of a cheshbon nefesh. I'll say, okay, how many milks did we sell today? How many are left? How many this? It's all there for the tachlis of what should we order next. We have to order stuff tomorrow. I need to know what's there now. And so it's very tachlis oriented now. At the end of a year, there's again a cheshbon, and this time it's to see, do we need to make big changes in the business? Over the year, how's business been this year? Has there been an uptick in customers, downtick? What's happening? And then there could be when somebody does, if it's a big company and somebody's doing a study on it and he says this company's been around for 50 years, this is what's been happening to it, this is why this sheet of Etzem is a good sheet, why it's not a good sheet, and so on. Each one is a lens for a different type of understanding. So what we need in this world now is a feedback on our meisim. So if a person does good, he gets a certain feedback. He gets help with going weiter. If he needs certain averes taken care of, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives yisurim so that a person gets rid of certain chatoim. The Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is very, very centered on the interaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving and us getting. When a person dies, the question is, what should I do? What should we do with his neshama? Where does neshama go? What does neshama need in terms of a zikuch or in terms of anything like that? And then the Yom HaDin HaGadol is to bring the emes out to the world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mesaken. He wants the whole world to stand b'malchus shakai. He wants the whole world to be oimed with that understanding. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everyone to see all the Masolim, to see what's right and what's wrong, and to bring a cheshbon of what Klal Yisrael has gone through, how faithful Klal Yisrael has been, how bad the umas have been, and so on. So each one of these Yemei HaDin is a different perspective on things that happened, and they're there for a different tachlis. In general, the Yemei HaDin are not there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows instantly what it is. There's no, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to go through Meisim. We need to do it. It says that in the Yom HaDin of a person's, when a person is nifta, every person signs off on his Kzadin. Every person becomes aware of what his issues were and what he needed to have done, what he did do, what he didn't do, and so on. That's part of our understanding of ourselves. And the world, all the things we say about Asid Lavoi, that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, you know, Yiru V'Yismachu, and all these things are a means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the whole world to understand and to know what's right. And the only way that can happen is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala to the world around, why, what, why, and so on. That's the Mahalach of these three Yimei Adin. V'chein, v'chol makom sh'atim z'ivrem z'al richus ha'oinshim l'asid, hu me'akrosses ha'nefesh ha'chetaz b'din ha'hu. K'ma sh'omer ve'elos m'yis rabba, sh'ol yisrael le'bilom, e'ma say'hu, amalem erenov le'ata, amalem ha'kadosh baruch hu su'i da'itchem, yatem yedin sh'asayf ala gehenim, ben roish rabbi shu'asi, so ve'inyan, le'din gehenim o'asim din ha'gadol. V'yoynesin ben azil amatagin kiloi b'yad yikochu v'chein les pernasin b'yad inish elohen b'eishis ha'asin l'toikta yitoikta miskala b'estina rabba meza kursa dina l'beignas alma. Means that the peronius of these people will not be by human peronius, but in this great eish that's going to miskala when the great Yom Adin, when the Bezen Gadol sits on the din to judge the world. B'tagim Yerushalmi til mepasik kechaloi mehokitz heich cholma min gaver rovi de misar vishnasei Hashem liyom edina rabba b'sarusim v'beis kvorsim bergoiz de musayn tivsur. So again, all going on the Yom Adin Asad Lavo. Bom Michilton. In Tiskulish Masabis, Tinotsi Mishalish Peronius, Mir Mishal Goyg, Michalish Mashiach, Midan Godel. Bom Bagodel bin Amdenum, Kermis Chem Medish, Lomi Gaston, Lalas, I see, She Shmu, Messer, Shigir Yamadin. The Af, Alpishak from Mesa, Kama Yamim, by Sova Shemadin, Osir Kalajan. So you see that Shmuel, even though he had already died and his own personal din was finished, but he felt that maybe this is the Yom Adin HaGadol. So all of these big nevuas, these extraordinary things, all these chazal, it's going on the Yom Din HaGadol. So there's Rosh Hashanah, there is Yom HaMisa, and there's Yom Din HaGadol. And each one of them deals with a different nekuda.
What does it mean someone will be saved from the Yom Din HaGadol?
So it means there's some schusim that give a person nitzchias. It's a certain quality of a schus that even though Yom Din HaGadol has its own perspective on what you're being done a person, and therefore certain inyanim are so deep that they give a person a schus kiyum lenetzach netzachim. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Yeah.